Hey, it's Movie Snark, making fun of what comes out of Hollywood. Explicit language guaranteed. I'm Archie Andrico, and you'll hear my voice a lot, though there will be guest readers. All movie parody scripts come from the-editing-room.com. This time, it's The Lighthouse, written by John Kay, read by Archie Andrico.
Fade in. Exterior, barren, wind-shorn New England islet devoid of God's mercy. Compare trips today on Expedia. We open on Lighthouse. We open on young Robert Pattinson, a lad of mayhaps 28 summers, stiff of cheek and broad of shoulder, with still perhaps a wisp of boyishness to his features that his impressive mustache cannot conceal. He arrives upon that barren spit of shale and marches his way up to the lighthouse, rolling backpack in one hand, bag of lunch into other. Robert Pattinson, entering.
Ahoy, Captain. Hear about the seasonal gig turning the light wheelie up yonder. Thought mayhaps ye...
Willem Dafoe, crazy-eyed, spittle flying.
None may lay hands upon the light but me.
Composes himself, drinks a quart of moonshine.
Cry pardon, lad. But we has a way of doing things here on this hill scrapped fissure. The way be thus. I, as captainly supervisor, tell ye what to do, and ye, as piss-pantsed, fecal-stained intern, does me bidding with nary a whimper nor scowl. Be that clear to ye?
Robert Pattinson seethes.
Aye, sir. 'Tis well enough for the likes of me, mysterious, shameful backstory notwithstanding.
Willem Dafoe.
Ye mean twilight?
Robert Pattinson seethes.
Yeah, okay, let's get the twilight jokes out of the way early. But pray tell, where be my predecessor? I was hoping to peruse of his Glassdoor reviews to see if this job's worth the commute.
Willem Dafoe.
Speak not of the lad what came before ye. Went mad he did, and then died mysteriously, and that's the last we'll speak of it.
Robert Pattinson.
That should absolutely not be the last we speak of Willem Dafoe.
You'll take the bottom bunk or face the wrath of Neptune's fury.
Drinks 2 quarts of moonshine, farts himself to sleep. Reluctantly, Robert lies down in the other bunk. Underneath his pillow, he discovers a mermaid figurine.
Robert Pattinson. On second thought, maybe I don't need to know more about this guy.
Exterior, wind-blown gully framed by towering spews of seafoam. Robert tends to his duties with fervor, vim, and gusto. He tiles the roof, shines the boiler, fixes the Wi-Fi, and shovels coal into the wheelbarrows and poop into poop barrels. He carts sundries down the rocky shoreside path. Robert Pattinson.
The life of a wiki ain't for soft folk, it seems. But it suits a rough workhorse like me. Mayhaps I'll find a measure of peace here on this.
His barrel pitches over a rock and spills. Robert Pattinson seethes.
Awfully artsy cinematography we're having today. Lovely thought it all is. Sometimes I'd kind of like to see where I'm going.
He rights his cart, steadies his breath, and plows right into the side of the frame.
Robert Pattinson, why? Why is this whole film shot in postage stamp aspect ratio?
He breathes, counts to 10, and immediately wanders off of a cliffside that looked like a shadow, because this film was shot on tintype and developed in battery acid. Director Robert Eggers laughs. That evening, a bruised and battered Robert arrives at the supply shed. A one-eyed seagull blocks his path. Robert Pattinson.
Give way, seabird. I've had one hell of a Monday.
One-eyed seagull.
Caw, caw! Caw, caw!
Robert Pattinson.
Hey, fuck you, man.
One-eyed seagull.
Caw, caw! Scree!
Robert Pattinson.
I'm a great choice for Batman. What are you talking about? I've got range. I can...
One-eyed seagull.
Scree!
Robert Pattinson.
I worked hard in this mustache, you piece of...
One-eyed seagull. Flies. Craps on him.
Robert Pattinson. I swear, if one more thing pisses me off today, by God, I am going to see so fucking...
Lighthouse. Wah. Robert Pattinson.
God damn it!
Seethes. Interior ramshackle lodgings. Willem and Robert sit down to a fine supper of stewed meat scraps and salt brine with moldy bread and fago. Willem Dafoe.
How fared ye on your first turn round this speck of dirt?
Robert Pattinson.
Can't complain. Literally, you'll scream at me.
Willem Dafoe.
Aye, that be the way of things here on Suspense Island. But I warn ye not to irk the gulls, boy. The legends say that one who kills a seabird is doomed to never receive an Oscar nomination.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, I saw you watching me from the lighthouse earlier. I also think I saw you prancing around naked in front of the light. And let me tell you, your saggy ass is the closest thing I've had to proper scare in this whole flick so far.
Willem Dafoe.
Wait till you sees me tentacle penis.
Robert Pattinson.
You what now?
Willem Dafoe.
Night, lad. Be sure to never approach the light above, lest your soul be smote upon the shit-stained rocks of the westward shore. And also, it's your night to do the dishes.
Drinks a quart of moonshine, pisses himself to sleep. That night, Robert's curiosity spurs him from his bunk up the spiral staircase to the great lamp. He peers up through the locked grating at the vague form of Willem, who stares into the light, entranced. Robert Pattinson. What be his secret up yonder? What manner of magics rest in that twirling candelabra? He hears Willem moan, and roughly a bucket of fluid falls through the grating. Robert Pattinson. Oh, fuck. Why is this film in black and white? I can't tell if that was jizz or... He sees what appears to be a great mass of tentacles erupt in the light room above. Robert Pattinson. Oh, thank God, it's just some demon squid slime. Wait, what? Robert sneaks downstairs, praying to Davy Jones that this was all just a hallucination. Willem Dafoe, smoking a cigarette, to the lamp.
What a good for ye too.
Exterior, blighted soil, choked by beech grass. Robert continues his duties with resentment, enmity, and malaise. He paints the walls, mops the floor, changes the VCR clock, and puts drinking water in the cistern and piss water in the reservoir. Robert Pattinson.
Wait, I got that last one backwards. Ugh, Willem's borderline personality insanity won't let me live that down. I better fix it before he gets all cross-eyed.
He goes to clean out the reservoir and discovers the one-eyed gull again. Robert Pattinson.
Not now, demon bird. I've had a hell of a week.
One-eyed seagull.
Caw! Scraw caw!
Robert Pattinson.
Remember me was fine. The 9/11 thing wasn't exploitative. It was the whole point of...
One-eyed seagull.
Scraw caw caw!
Robert Pattinson. Yeah, fair enough. Cosmopolis wasn't my best work. I'm just a fan of Cronenberg and... One-eyed seagull.
Eck!
Robert Pattinson.
That's it!
Robert seizes the gull and begins smashing it to death like a chihuahua with a sock. Robert Pattinson.
Twilight smash, what's up smash, fucking smash, paycheck smash, get smash, over smash, it.
He breathes himself calm and stares down at the ruined bird before him. Robert Pattinson.
That was not my best moment.
Count to 10, Robbie. Breathe in slow and let it. Lighthouse.
What? Robert Pattinson. God, Jesus, pick a volume, Eggers, for fuck's sake.
Director Robert Eggers flips him off. Exterior, shoreline, where man's limited comprehending meets the fathomless sea. As Robert trudges back to the lodge, a mysterious wind comes over him. Robert Pattinson sniffs.
What's that? The briny tang accord? Oof, it stirs my underutilized loins, that's a certainty. Maybe I should dig up that mermaid doll again. 'Twould make a fine model for a body pillow, says I.
He trips over an actual honest-to-God mermaid. Robert Pattinson.
Praise be to Neptune, an anatomically correct half-lady. I ain't had nary a Tinder match in 6 weeks.
He falls upon the mermaid and becomes overcome with lust. But then some stock footage of tentacle porn interrupts his overtures. Robert Pattinson.
Come on, Rob, focus up here.
I'm sorry, fish lady. I swear to God this never happens to me. The mermaid reveals her horrifying fish vagina.
No, really. Robert Pattinson. Fleeing.
What is it with me and fucking mythical creatures? Does my agent have a kink or something? Ah!
Interior, lodgings, Willem Dafoe.
Dar ye be, lad. Why, you're as pale as a vampire in the sun yard. Have a bucket or two of moonshine. That warms me cockles just fine.
Robert Pattinson, shell-shocked.
I've had a rough day, Will. I'm a bit put off liquids right now.
Willem Dafoe.
Drink with me, boy. Or you'll face the peer pressure of old David Jones, what treads the waters with it.
Robert Pattinson. God, fine, yes, whatever. Load me up, Grandpa. Just stop with the maritime homilies. You sound like that SpongeBob pirate.
They both drink a few moonshine teenies and chase them down with several moonshine aritas and cap them off with two Long Island iced moonshines apiece. Having drunk himself past the seething phase of his performance, Robert moves on to the overacting portion. Robert Pattinson, stumbling.
I've been watching Daniel Day-Lewis movies. You like him? He's great. I thought I'd get an Oscar for sure if mashed up all of his movies together. You like my accent? It's Gangs of New York. I've got some Daniel Plainview vibes going on here now, too.
Willem Dafoe.
Ah, lads these days can't hold their liquor. Spilling backstories all here and yon.
Robert Pattinson.
Oh, that's not the best of it.
Truth is, I ain't who I says I is. I killed the man and stole his name. Or maybe I had other feelings for him. He seems to flash by in my tentacle porn hallucinations a lot.
Willem Dafoe.
Far enough.
Robert Pattinson, finishing third bottle. You're taking all this in remarkable stride, I must say.
Willem Dafoe.
Oh, I've grown fond of ye, lad. I shan't deny it. Fine seamen ye are, and I've had loads of seamen on this here rock. Why, it warms me cockles to have loads of seamen all about me.
Robert Pattinson. Am I picking up on a subtext here? Willem Dafoe.
What? You're daft, boy. What innuendos could there be between two lonesome men, miles from civilization, sharing drink, breaking bread, catching crabs, swabbing the deck, spit-shining the engines, sometimes wrestling, cave-diving, gripping fishing rods, fisting the...
Robert punches him. They bare-knuckle box for a little.
Willem Dafoe. Your face looks like a foot.
Punch. Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, well, your face looks like a scrotum stretched over a kabuki mask.
Punch. Willem Dafoe.
Your best performance was a Cedric Diggory's corpse.
Punch. Robert Pattinson.
What the fuck were you smoking in the Spider-Man movies?
Punch. Willem Dafoe.
Crack!
After they beat each other senseless, they decide to dance it out, then hug it out. Hours later, they rest in each other's arms. Robert Pattinson.
Glad we got all that completely heterosexual tension out of the way, Will. I hope we can still be friends.
Willem Dafoe.
Ye as well, Rob. I apologize for my frequent outbursts, but this lonely life does things to a man.
Robert Pattinson.
You're a fine captain, Willem. Your food sucks, but otherwise you've done right by...
Willem Dafoe. Exploding with the fury of 10,000 gales, eyes maddened with the knowledge of the eternal recesses of the Earth's jagged peaks that lay beneath the waves, brine and salt that is man's knowing.
What the fuck didst thou just fucking proclaim at me, thy putrid slug? Knowest ye that I captained many a chim and proper sea craft and over 300 confirmed voyages? I made my bones casting sail in a banshee's maw round the horn, and I am the top lighthouse master in all the eastern seaboard. Thou art nothing but a mewling greenhorn. I shall cast your bones to the crabs and scoters with precision, of which has never been seen before on this island. Mark my fucking words!
Willem either calms down or has a stroke. It's hard to tell. Robert stares at him. Robert Pattinson.
No, you...
Drinks quart of moonshine, pukes himself to sleep. Interior lodgings. Hangover o'clock. Robert awakens and discovers the entire place is even more trash than when he first got there. Robert Pattinson, rubbing head.
Ugh, this place looks like a mosh pit at an antiques roadshow. Great summer, Willem, but I'm off to the mainland. I've got a bat suit fitting and I need to practice my accent.
Willem Dafoe.
Off, ye say? Why, that were weeks ago. Storm winds changed mysterious-like, and your relief boat went fucky.
Robert Pattinson.
I what? No way I was on a weeks-long bender. Just had a rough night is all.
Willem Dafoe, holding aloft a gaslight.
Went crazy with drink, ye did. Listen to your old Uncle Willem. We must needs batten them hatches. A storm's a-brewing.
Robert Pattinson.
I'm not sure I believe you.
Willem Dafoe.
You'll believe what I says you'll believe. Now get to hatch battening.
Robert Pattinson. Looks like I got some more seething to do. Seethes. Robert attends to his duties with rage, wrath, and joie de vivre. Just kidding. Hatred. He boards the windows, scours the floorboards, waters the bonsai, and hammers the boiler while also getting hammered himself. By the shoreline, he reels in the crab pot. Robert Pattinson. Grumbling.
Only so much aggravation a body can stand, that's all I'm saying. I'm out here in the rain yanking sea insects out of the brine while he's upstairs fucking a lamp. It ain't right, says I. It ain't...
He discovers a one-eyed human head in the crab pot.
Robert Pattinson. Oh, this is the third scariest thing I've seen on this island. Behind the mermaid vagina and Willem's naked body. Wait, and the tentacle porn. Okay, it's actually pretty mild. All things considered.
He flees to the island's only rowboat and tries to launch it. Willem appears with an axe and begins wrecking the boat. Willem Dafoe.
Don't mind me, lad. Just smash. Doing some routine maintenance on this smash. Skiff here. Better axe it a smash. Few more times just to be smash certain.
Robert runs back to the captain with the axe-wielding Willem in hot pursuit. Robert Pattinson. Seized.
Hold there, crazy man. I seen what you did. I seen how you gave your old partner head. I mean chopped off his head.
Willem Dafoe.
You're crazed, lad. Crack open a cold one and set with me a while. We may be stranded, but that doesn't mean we can't get lit.
Robert Pattinson. No, you're the one who's batshit. I'm sick of the long hours, the grueling work conditions, the emotional abuse, the lack of gluten-free options in the vending machine. I hereby rebel against you. Rebel, I say. Willem Dafoe.
Saw this coming, I did. Tis the problem with your generation, lad. No work ethic. Why, you've been mewling like a baby ever since you landed on this rock, mourning for cotton sheets and hand jobs. Back in my day, we made our own hand jobs, and we was pleased, damn it. I can no longer sanction this snowflakery. I'm revoking your pay.
Drink 5 quarts of moonshine. And quit calling me crazy. Hurts my feelings, it does. Robert Pattinson.
You just chased me with an axe.
Willem Dafoe.
You chased me with an axe.
Robert Pattinson. Bro, my dream sequences on this island have a lot of Rule 34 to them. I'm pretty damn sure that last part was real.
Willem Dafoe, transforming into a fucking naked sea god, crowned in coral and writhing with wet tentacles.
Rule 34, ye say?
Robert Pattinson, what the fuck have I been drinking?
Robert does the rational thing and pops a few Xanax to calm down. Starts beating the ever-loving piss out of Willem Dafoe's Cthulhu cosplay. Robert Pattinson,
I am punched, so fucking punched, sick of featuring in punch, someone's porny punch, thirsty ass punch, fan fiction punch.
The madness passes. Robert stands over the beaten Willem, now looking as human as he ever looks. Robert drinks a quart of gasoline and flips off director Robert Eggers. Exterior pastoral hillock, neath the divine glare of the lighthouse. Robert fucking walks Willem on a leash, like a dog. No, really. Willem Dafoe.
I thought ye said we were done with last week.
Robert Pattinson.
I've decided to embrace this part of myself. Now get in the kink hole, pupper.
Willem lays down in the dirt. Robert begins burying him. Willem Dafoe, weakly.
Kids these days can't work a shovel. Back in my day, I'd be buried by now. I'll be reporting this to the temp agency and don't expect a referral.
Robert Pattinson. Okay, boomer. Robert leaves the job half-finished, like the slacker he is. He seizes the key and goes to climb to the light. Robert Pattinson.
Now, at long last, I can...
Willem Dafoe pops back up with an axe. Robert Pattinson takes axe, kills Willem.
Now, at long last, I can be alone with that big, sexy sky bulb.
He climbs up to the top of the lighthouse. The mirrored lens stops spinning and opens for him. Robert Pattinson.
What dwells within this lamp that engorged William's tentacles so? I must see.
He gazes into the lens. His face begins to contort in orgasmic, pained ecstasy. Robert Pattinson.
Oh, fuck. Yes, fuck. I can see it. I'm a respected actor now. I've got an Oscar and an Emmy, and all those twihards are leaving me alone. It's so beautiful. It's so wonderful. It's...
Lighthouse. Bwah. Robert Pattinson.
Fuck!
He plummets from the tower. Exterior crags of judgment, hewn by storm and salt. Discount travel for influencers. Robert lies upon the beachside, disemboweled and de-eyed. His guts are in a pile upon his open chest cavity, with dozens of gulls picking at his innards and shitting on him. Robert Pattinson.
Think I overdid it last night.
Director Robert Eggers flips him off. End.
Movie Snark is a project of Bad Maria Productions. Please visit badmariaprods.com for more, and thanks for listening.